Ladies and gentlemen, we have the time. 37 seconds in round number 11. Our referee in charge, Mitch Halpern, stops the contest. He's the winner by way of technical knockout in a stunning upset. The new WBA heavyweight champion of the world, Evander, the real deal, Holyfield.
That's Jimmy Lennon Jr. on one of the most classic, epic nights in boxing history. We go back to November 9th, 1996, when Evander Holyfield stopped Mike Tyson via TKO in the 11th round to win the WBA heavyweight title. And we actually have that man on the phone with us right now, Evander the Real Deal Holyfield, the only four-time heavyweight champ in the history of the sport. And we're going to talk about his new business venture, which you'll have an opportunity to join right alongside of him. But before we move away from your boxing career, Evander, I have a couple of more questions for you. We just talked about Mike Tyson. You had two fights with Tyson. You won both. The second one, of course, is the famous ear-biting incident where you were dominating that fight. I thought it was kind of a cop-out on Mike Tyson's point to end the fight. You were dominating that. We've talked about your win against Michael Moore, your win against Riddick Bowe. Out of all those fights, Evander, when I go back and I watch your tapes, one of the more difficult fights you had finishing a fighter was against George Foreman. So where does that fight rank all time? Beating somebody like Foreman and even going through the struggles that you had to get that victory, because, boy, he absorbed a lot of punishment from you in that fight.
Well, the difference was that George and I were both Christians, and so people started saying, all right, then what's going to happen now because both y'all Christians? I swear, God will let both of us do our very best, and in that fight, man, it didn't make no difference what I hit George with. George was always able to come back, and it was amazing. You know, I knew that he was older. You know, he was 42, and I'm 29, and I kind of felt that I was supposed to win, but people kind of put this thing that you got to knock him out, and I could knock that big guy. I hit him 18 times in a row after a clean shot. And, you know, he was able to handle it. And so, you know, when the bell rung, people told me, they said, you could knock the old man out. And, you know, my attitude is, well, you know what, I tried and I couldn't, but I won the fight, and of course, and George showed you in the next time when he fought Michael Moore, he knocked him out. He's letting you know that if you disrespect, these things can happen. I'm like, you know, after George, after me, after all the people I ever fought, he hit me the hardest in the end of it, you know, and everybody said, well, you know, you fought all the great fighters. I said, but I'm telling, George was just that strong. And, you know, and if you ain't respect that power, you can get cashed out quickly.
So out of all those guys, I always remember the quote from Muhammad Ali where he said the closest he ever came to dying in the ring was that fight against Joe Frazier, the Thrilla in Manila, the third fight. So out of all the guys we've mentioned, George Foreman, Riddick Bowe, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, which guy possessed the biggest challenge for Evander Holyfield? Which guy took you to the brink of just mental and physical exhaustion to the point to where you felt like Muhammad Ali that night?
Well, that was the white Muhammad Kwawi. That's my first championship fight when it went 15 rounds. And we both had to go to the hospital. And, you know, and I was young. I was 23 years old. But, God, man, after the fight, I told my manager, I don't know if I want to fight him more. I was that exhausted that, you know, I remember how I felt. And I just realized I ain't want to do it no more. And my manager told the doctor, you got to get something wrong with it. Because I would tell my manager, you can have this belt. I don't want to do that no more. Because, you know, after that fight, I won. But I was, you know, and, you know, I remember then at 23 years old, you know, I lost 15 pounds in the fight. And it was just, you know, it was so exhausting. I didn't know if I ever want to do that. And my manager at the time told me, he said, Evander, you'll never fight a fight as tough as that. Again. And you know what? I never fought a fight with tougher than the Dwight Mom McCoy fight.
Well, Evander, we'll step away from your boxing career here. I understand you are excited to be a part of a brand new sports app. It's called United Games. I'm a part of this app along with you. I'm excited for it as well. You're one of the spokespersons for this exciting sports app.
Well, yeah, it's a great app, man. And, you know, with me personally, is I think sports is the thing that brings people together, and the people got an opportunity that they can play, they can join Team Holyfield, which is a great opportunity for people to come together.
Yeah, definitely is. So when you're watching sports with your friends or your family or really anyone, you can play with me. You can play with Evander Holyfield. You have an opportunity to win all kinds of different prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like you just said, Evander, you have an opportunity to be a part of Team Holyfield.
Well, you know, that's most, the thing is that, and me and being successful, I find that it's all been bringing people together. And, you know, because, you know, you have your ups and downs, but one thing that could stay is the people that you meet and the impression that you leave on it. And then the point of the matter is just trying to inspire people to be their very best.
Again, so if you love sports and you want to try to win some prizes and team up with Evander Holyfield, go to teamholyfield.com. That's teamholyfield.com. And for the promo code, type in KOAL. And then that way we know you heard it right here on the show. And good luck beating the only four-time heavyweight champ, Evander Holyfield. Evander, I know we're running short on time. When pundits and historians for the sport of boxing, I consider myself a boxing historian. I love the sport. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want your career to be remembered 50 years from now when you're long gone?
I would like a person to say, you know, Evander Holyfield was a Christian, and he was that good guy that everybody thought they could whoop because he didn't say much, and he broke all the records and like that, and you know, in general, because you know, if records not be broken, then how could you say your generation did it very best? And so I was able to be the first undisputed, undefeated cruiserweight champion of the world, and I was able to be heavyweight champion of the world four times, and which is the elite because no one ever done it before.
One more question for you. Yesterday, here on Drive Time Sports, we previewed an MMA event that's going down this weekend. We had four different fighters join us in the studio. These are all guys that are really on the cusp. I mean, these guys are very, very close in taking their MMA career to the next level. Be it an MMA fighter, be it a boxer, what kind of advice do you offer young people trying to get into the sport today?
Well, the thing is, you know, MMA is the only sport that I ever seen that I said, well, I don't know if I want to do that. but I don't want to, you know, I think just as people look at that sport that way, I know how people used to look at boxing. They say, oh, how in the world you want to get hit in the face and get hit upside the head? And I would tell them, I said, well, I'm the one that's going to be doing that to the other people. And so you just have to keep things positive. I think is when people can continue to listen and follow direction, and not let nobody outwork, and you can always win. And so I think if them guys are that now, the only thing that you have to do is not get lazy and stay into the point of being in the very best shape. Because when you're in the very best shape, you know, you don't get injured that much.
Again, Evander, the real deal, Holyfield, the warrior, joining us here on the show. Make sure you go to teamholyfield.com. Sign up for the sports app at United Games. Make sure you type in the promo code KOAL at teamholyfield.com. Champ, I'm coming for you on the app. I'm going to make sure I take you down.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And try to. I want everybody to come and try to take a chance. Anybody, you know, I give opportunities.
God bless you, Evander. Thank you so much for taking out the time. It was truly a pleasure to talk to you. You've been an inspiration to me personally pretty much my entire life. You were one of my idols growing up, so to get to talk to you, it was truly a blessing. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Great stuff. Evander, the real deal Holyfield, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. And again, you want to go check out United Games. It's a free app. You can play along. Basically, it's fantasy sports with a little bit of a twist. I think you're really going to like it. This app is going to drop officially in October. And again, you can go play alongside Evander Holyfield. You can also play alongside myself. I've looked into the app. It's all free. You can play, so go check it out. If you love sports, you want to try to win some prizes, go to teamholyfield.com and let them know that you heard it right here on Drive Time Sports, a partnership with United Games and Evander Holyfield. We've got to pause for just a moment. We'll come back and we'll put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports.